Hello everyone, my name is Sarah Ramson. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we will talk to talented chess players of all ages to share their experiences along their journey to become chess experts. Today we will meet Asa Domopalati. She is the second highest rated girl in Northern Virginia. Hi Asa! So, how about you introduce yourself to the viewers by telling us how old are you, how long you've been playing chess, and how did you start playing chess?
All right, so hi, my name is Asa Domofati. I'm 18 years old. I started playing chess when I was 5 years old, and I really got into it because my brother was already playing chess by then, and my dad was really into the elementary school chess club at that time. So it was kind of like a family thing, and my brother taught me chess. And he would go to tournaments like every weekend because he was in like fifth grade by that time. And I kind of like, I guess like I always wanted to like do the same thing that he was doing. That's how I kind of got into chess. It was kind of like a family thing.
That's awesome. What school do you go to?
I just graduated from Chantilly High School, so I'll be going to college next year.
That is awesome. What college are you going to?
I'm going to go to Georgia Tech, Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta.
That is great. What are your hobbies other than chess?
So I do Indian classical dancing. I started dancing along with chess when I was 5 years old as well. And I guess that's been my main other hobby other than chess. And it's nice because, like, I feel like chess is such, like, a brain game. And, like, you don't really move as much. But it's nice to have, like, a other sport that, like, you get to move around a lot.
That's true. I think dancing helps to create a balance in your life. Because I also dance. I dance ballet, and it just really is something that can calm you. How do you engage with your friends through activities, clubs, or hanging out?
Is this with chess specifically or just like in general?
In general.
Okay, so I guess in clubs, like in school, I was always very like into the chess club at my school. And, like, I met, like, so many friends through there. We would meet, like, every Friday for, like, an hour and a half and just play games. And, like, it was just very fun. We'd play Bughouse sometimes. And we would organize other tournaments, too. It was really fun. I met a lot of friends through there. And then the other club would be Science Olympiad that I was part of. I met a lot of friends through there as well. That was for clubs, and then for like activities, like I met a lot of friends through just going to tournaments. I would talk to my opponents like before the round and after the round, and it's always fun like going to tournaments and then seeing like people that I've played like since I was like really young.
That's cool. It's good that you have a good balance of chess and also hanging out with your friends because obviously social life is important.
Yeah. Yeah, especially like in high school when like everything is like so stressful, like especially like your junior year and senior years. Those years are like so stressful. So it's like, I feel like it's really important like still having a social life so that you're like not too stressed out and like always being like anxious and stuff like that.
Definitely. How are you preparing for college? Do you plan on playing chess in college?
I definitely do plan on playing chess in college. I know a few people that are in I know a few people that are masters that are currently going to Georgia Tech, and I'm really excited to like meet them and join their chess club. I was looking around, like, on their Insta page of Georgia Tech's chess club, and, like, they have, like, a good amount of people. It's, like, I saw, like, 50 people, And it was like all like there were like no girls though. So like it'd be interesting to see how that would work. Yeah, I definitely like to like try to include more girls into it.
Where are you now in chess? What's your rating?
So now I was like 2081 like last weekend, but then it like went down after the World Open because I didn't do too hot, but it's like 2065 right now. So I've been a chess expert for a pretty long time. Yeah, mostly been in the 2000 range. Really want to cross 2100 by like before I go to college, so hopefully that happens, but yeah.
Yes, the World Open was tough because I went to the US Women's World Open. I think it was the week before you went, and it was very tough. There was a lot of tough competition. There was even International Masters there, Women's
Oh,
International
wow.
Masters.
Oh, wow.
And I had the opportunity to play against the Women's International Master, and it was a pretty tough game. I did
How
not
did
come
that
out with
tournament go for you?
It was, I got three draws the first day, and then the second day, I was not the victor in my last two games, but I had an overall great experience. I mean, the fact that I was able to pull out three draws in a row on the first day, after actually
That's
getting
really
there
good.
that day, actually after getting there that day, and like not being able to go to the hotel and rest up before the games, I think I did pretty well. And they were
That's
all
amazing.
against
Yeah, I was like,
people who are higher rated than me.
yeah, I know those tour that tournament's like very tough, even though it's like not that many people. I think I played on it, played in that tournament like a few years back too. And I think Carissa was playing in that tournament then. And then I ended up playing here and I just got crushed, but it was like super cool to just play her.
That's awesome. Okay. How do you feel about setting goals in chess and accomplishing them?
So I think setting goals in chess are super important. One of my goals in chess was to become a national master. It's kind of started in 9th grade. I haven't reached it yet, but hopefully sometime in my life I do become a national master. I think it would be super cool. We'll see. Yeah. Yeah, I think setting goals are really important. I feel like one thing though is that like I think like the beginning of like high school, I feel like I was almost too invested in like just setting the goals and accomplishing them that I was more focused on that than just playing the game. So I feel like set goals, that's like important, but also just take like your chess journey like game by game, tournament by tournament, and then eventually like if you're just having fun with chess and going to tournaments and having fun, like you'll automatically like accomplish your goal. Yeah, that's what I would say from my experience, because I feel like in the beginning I was too focused on the goal that I wasn't like having as much fun with the game as I was. So yeah, now I feel like I kind of understood that.
That's some great advice. And you did say your personal
Yeah.
goal was National Master, right?
Yeah, that was
Okay,
my
yeah.
so I also had a goal before of like becoming WFM, which I had to cross like 1900 FIDE rating, but I think I did that with the World Open last weekend, so yay.
Oh, wow! Congratulations.
You.
How do you study chess, and how long do you study chess?
So to study chess, I usually use chess.com. I try to do as many puzzles as I can and just play some practice games. Playing blitz games usually helps with my openings. So like after I finish playing in the tournament, I look at those games, see where I messed up in the opening, and then like look at what I should have done in the opening instead if I messed up anywhere. And then I'll play some practice games to like practice the openings I just learned. And puzzles I think are really important no matter like if you're a DM even, like puzzles like help you stay really active and like they help your calculation be on point. So throughout high school, I would say like I usually try to study like 30 minutes a day. Obviously, some days where I had like a lot of homework, I wouldn't be able to study that much, but then other days where I was more free, I would be able to study a lot more. And I kind of would do it like based on my mood that day. So like if I that day I was like really feeling doing a lot of tactics, I would do that. Other days if I was feeling like doing like playing more games, I would do that and just have fun with it.
How do you balance your goals in chess with school, homework, and your other hobbies?
Studying for school or something like that, studying for a test. Like I wouldn't study for straight five hours or something like that. You obviously need a break for your brain. So I would take breaks like every hour or so, and I kind of would just like practice chess in those breaks. Like I'd just play games or do some tactics, and that would actually clear my brain and take my mind off of school, and it would truly be like a relief. Yeah, that's what I would usually do. Or like if my friend was free, I would just like play a game with them, play a chess game with them, and I feel like that's how I was still able to study chess and like stay active in practicing chess while also just studying for my tests or like just doing my homework as well.
That's some great advice because I know for me, I don't know how I'm going to fit in all my activities, not just chess, but all of my different activities that I do because next semester my ballet is going to be 5 days a week.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
And that's going to be pretty hard to compete with all my other activities. So that's some great advice. Events that have been most meaningful to you and why?
I would say the event that's most meaningful for me was probably the Virginia States tournament. Just because I've played in that tournament ever since I was in kindergarten, and I've played in it like every year up until my last year, which was March of 2022. It was kind of sad that it was my last year. Just because I've been playing it every year, and it's like almost like a tradition. And that tournament has like always been like super fun for me, just playing, going there with my friends from my school and playing as a team. And like usually like almost like so many people I know that play chess usually come to that tournament. And yeah, it's really just like really fun just to play in that tournament and then say hi to like the friends. Playing in the Blitz tournament in that tournament is super fun too, like the Friday night before. Yeah, that's one event. Or that's one tournament very meaningful to me. And I guess another one would probably be like the Pan American Youth Chess Championships or the North American Youth Chess Championships. I've played in those several years, and yeah, those tournaments are very fun as well because I get to travel in those. So I usually go to like South America, or sometimes like Mexico just to compete in those tournaments. And it would be really fun to like meet new chess players. Yeah, playing in this North American Pan American Chess Championships were really fun just because going to like South America just to travel and like meet new people from other countries, meet new ch chess players from other countries was super fun because it's a whole different perspective and language, of course. So yeah, meeting new friends from there was like super fun. And I would also like I was learning Spanish in school, so it'd be fun to like to sort of try to speak it with like my other friends and like get corrected on like what I like said and like didn't say right. And yeah, I remember one year I went, I think this was Chile. I played Bug House with three other people from Argentina, and I couldn't speak Spanish very well. They couldn't speak English really well, but we were still able to play Bug House, and even though it's like a team game and you're supposed to talk, we were still able to communicate, which I thought was like super cool.
That's great. I think that's great that you've created so many friendships through chess and traveling to these tournaments. I mean, that is pretty epic. Who are some of the people that helped you to become the person you are today, and why? Today and why?
Okay. So the people that have helped me become the person I am today are definitely, first, I would say my parents. They both have been always super supportive of my entire chess journey, even when I wasn't like improving the fastest when I was younger. They would still be super supportive. Even if I like lost a game, they'd just be like, okay, get back up and try to win the next game. Or if I wasn't like doing the best in the tournament, and they would just be like, they would just take me to the next tournament and encourage me to do a lot better. And yeah, whenever I would ask to play in a tournament, my dad would immediately he'd take a day off for work, or he would just immediately take me. And they've been super helpful in my chess journey, so thanks to them. I also would have to say my chess coaches were super helpful in my chess journey as well. I definitely would not be where I am today in my chess journey if it wasn't for their guidance. And yeah, I wouldn't have learned the many things that I learned if it wasn't for them.
That's nice. I think it's great that you gave so much credit to your parents because parents really do a lot for you. What have you learned about yourself and your fellow chess players as you continue your journey?
Something I've learned a lot about myself is how much patience I have, and I was able to improve the amount of patience tournament after tournament, year after year in my chess journey, because sitting in like a 5 hour game can be very tough.
Absolutely.
People that say chess isn't a sport, that just doesn't make sense to me, because Sig's like I don't know like Sig sitting in a 5 hour game takes so much patience, like calculating every line, not getting tired. That takes so much energy, stamina, and patience. And that's something I've learned a lot with chess, and I've been able to apply that with the rest of my life too. Even in school, I won't if I'm studying for a test and I don't understand a subject, instead of getting frustrated, I would just go back to it, look at it again after 15 minutes or so. The same thing with chess. If I'm calculating a line, it doesn't work. I just take a deep breath and look at it again instead of getting frustrated and losing patience. So that's something that I've learned a lot about myself with chess. I think the other thing is even though you don't really talk during chess tournaments, or you're not allowed to, but I've talked to so many people before the game or after the game, analyzing with my opponent after the game. I feel like I've learned a lot of social skills, and just making friends in general. I feel like before high school, my social skills were pretty low, but I feel like chess definitely helped a lot with that. So yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your biggest challenge and how you dealt with it.
I think my biggest challenge in chess was definitely getting over time pressure. Especially when I was younger, Around when I was like 1500 to like, I would say like 1800, I would get into time pressure so much. It'd be like still the middle game, and I'd be like under 5 minutes while my opponent had like 30 minutes. And it was a very bad habit that I really needed to get over because losing a game on time or losing a game like just because you get crushed, you still lost the game. It doesn't matter how you lost it. So, yeah, I got over time pressure by more than just like being able to like calculate faster in the middle game. It was kind of like a psychological breakthrough that I had to do because if there was like a line that I was calculating, instead of just calculating it once or twice and leaving it, if it didn't work, I would like keep calculating it and like keep trying to make it work when I knew in my head that it wasn't gonna work. And I would just lose so much time because of that. And even like sometimes like when I would play like high rated players, I would like think so much more, even if like the moves are the most basic. And I feel like getting over that was a big challenge for me because yeah, even if their rating is lower than me or higher than me, being able to like just think like kind of the same and still like play like the usual self that I would play is like was a breakthrough I had to do in order to like fix my time pressure issue. And yeah, now what I try to do is I just calculate if there's like 10 lines that I have to calculate. I just try to calculate it once or twice. If it doesn't work, just leave it. And if it works, then like get more into it and like play it out. Yeah, that was a big issue that I had to go through, and I feel like I fixed it a few years back.
That's great advice because I also struggle with time pressure, although not as early as the middle game. Maybe I will be in the middle game, but I think I'll be closer to finishing the middle game and my time will really be down.
Yeah,
So
that
that's
makes
some great
sense.
advice that maybe I could work on as well.
Yeah, I feel like keeping like at least like 20 minutes for the end game is super super important, like 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah, I feel like that's another thing I told myself is that I need at least 20 minutes in the end game. And if I get into time pressure like within the middle game, like I knew like I was like that would definitely like end wrong. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. And Asa, could you please tell the listeners three things that you learned on your journey that you would like for them to take away?
So I think the main thing that I learned in my chess journey was definitely never giving up. Whether it's like in the middle of a game or in the middle of a tournament or like even like throughout the years. There's been so many games where it's like a plus three advantage for my opponent or like my opponent has a really clear advantage, but instead of resigning and just giving up, I just play on and try to like improve my position as much as I can. And sometimes I do end up winning it. Yeah, there was one game that I played recently in the World Open where my opponent was she had a little bit of an advantage. But she was the one on time pressure, and I had like a little bit of a time. I had like 20 minutes, and she had like 3 minutes left on the clock. And she did have an advantage, but I was just able to like improve my pieces and activate them. And I ended up just attacking the king and getting a checkmate. So I feel like never giving up in the middle of a game is super important. Play like yourself and play like your play attacking throughout the game, whether you might be in a little bit of a disadvantage or not, just getting back up even after you lost a pawn or something like that, I think is really important. But also never giving up in a tournament, in the middle of a tournament. Even if you had like a rough start, finishing strong is super important. Yeah, not withdrawing in a tournament, even if you're doing bad, I think is really important. And just like not giving up, even if you had like a tough loss, because you don't know what could happen in the rest of the tournament. And I feel like the last thing, never giving up throughout your chess journey. Like, even if like your rating is not improving the fastest, just like keep on playing and keep on having fun with the game, and it'll definitely improve with time. For me, like, I was really stuck in the 1500 level for like 1 year, and it was really difficult to improve for me, but I just kept doing what I was doing, and I got past that level. And then same thing, I was stuck on like the 1800 level, but I just kept practicing and I got past that level. Right now I'm stuck on the 2000 level. So hopefully I'll just keep on playing and doing what I'm doing, and hopefully I'll cross it as well.
So that is some great advice, and I am sure you will cross over 2000. That's with no doubt. For joining us today and sharing some insightful information with us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. I hope you took away some information to help you not just with chess, if you play chess, but with life as well. Thank you, Asa.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and letting me share my experiences.
See you next episode.